Gary White. You're taking seven of your stable tenants to the races on Sunday at Tattersalls Park, and we might go through them one by one and race by race and assess their chances. In the first, Gary, you saddle up, you'll be settling up Straight Shot, a first starter in the two-year-old. What can we expect?
Yeah, Peter, look, he should run a very forward race. He's a horse that, obviously trained on well, otherwise he wouldn't be in that race. Naturally, the favourite is going to be very hard to beat. It won impressively at Launceston. It's a race experience, but look, I'm expecting a very forward run by this horse, showing by this horse, and I'm hoping he develops into a really nice racehorse.
Okay, well, he's number three in race one. Over to race three, which is the three-year-old Nut Maiden over 1200, and here you have Sommeur, number 11, going around.
Yeah, she's a bit of a favourite at the start. Well, she's one of those, she's like our little liberatory. She really tries, Pete. She gets, gets involved, and, while she lacks an ability, she makes up for in courage. And, if she can get a nice position, and I'm sure at some stage she'll be hitting the line well.
She's having her first run back since October, and she finished well down the track at that last start. What, did she go shinny or something like that?
She got actually... in a bit of trouble. She got knocked down, Pete, and the rider's horse got in the way, and she put up a little bit jarry, so we put her out, but her first up run to straight, and she got hit the line real strong running Kerr Road, and she hit the line really strong that day, and there's definitely a win in her.
A 2 kilo claimer on board, Talia Rodder, so that'll help the chances as well.
Yeah, and Talia's riding extremely well at the moment, so that's going to enhance the chances.
Now, What a Life in race four, which is the other three-year-old Nut Maiden over the 1200. And what can you tell us about it with Casey Bruce, the King Island rider aboard?
Yeah, well, she's got good breeding, Casey Bruce. I mean, she's from the Rewilla family, so that's not going to do any harm. And the horse itself, well, she's been hitting the line very strongly the last two starts. Drawn bad again. She drew bad the previous two starts and had to do a lot of work and hit the line well both of those runs. So, if she can get a, if she can pause up a little bit closer, I'm sure that she's going to be very, very competitive.
In race five, the class one maiden over 1600, and Billy Fitzsim, number eight, will wear your colours with Justin Hamer aboard. A nice barrier three. I thought his run last start, he finished the race off again after hitting what seemed to be a flat spot, Gary.
Yeah, look, Peter, he's solid on tracking up the winner, Brendan McCall's mount. The favourite Brendan McCall's mount from about the 700 metre mark, and he really needs to wind up this horse. And unfortunately, Brendan's horse wasn't going anywhere, and he got held up, lost momentum. Again, as you said, he hit a flat spot, then got wound up, and I think, as you and I both would have viewed on the line, he was going as good as any horse in the race. So if he's able to get an unimpeded run and sort of start winding up early, he should recover that race really well. It should be hard to beat.
Over to race number seven, and here the return of 20 grand, and we're all expecting, hopefully he can reproduce his best form this preparation.
Oh, look, he's just a marvel. He's the bionic horse, mate. He's just absolute. If you had a football team with players that had his courage and his intestinal fortitude and his recuperative powers, you'd be pretty happy. And he's, he's just what he's been through to what he's able to recover from and do. Naturally, you got horses like Crack and others that are race fit and race very, very well. He's a class horse, and his work's been fantastic. He jumped out of the barriers here at Brighton on Tuesday. Just really wanted to get on the steel and full of enthusiasm. So, he's gonna make his presence known, and naturally, one would think that race condition will probably tell. But being 20 grand, you can never underestimate him.
All right, race eight, Turf Predator, a last start winner, drawn a wide gate, but he did show a fair bit last time when he won.
Yeah, look, Pete, he's going to be a better horse if he can get a sit. The day that he won his trial at Hobart, when Georgie Catania rode him, he got a bit of a sit. He hit the line very strongly, but Justin rode him super last start, and if we can get across and just get a little bit of a sit without revving him up too much, I can't see why he can't go back-to-back. But, from that gate, you've just got to try and get across as quiet as you can and find a hole somewhere or be able to just do it right in the way he rode his last start. But in Tasmania, there's a few that just want to lead, and for no reason but just to leave, and then bring a solid and done as well as yourself. But, you know, if last start they all rated the horses beautifully, and he had a, you know, he had a soft lead as well and hit the line strong. But whether or not he gets an opportunity on Sunday, yeah, he's a lap of the cards.
All right, well, Luzambo, he'll go around for you in the last race on the day. And look, he's had his races have been spaced. He won 2 out of 3 between the end of November and the 19th of December. Then you he freshened him up for the Guineas, and then he finished down the track that day but didn't have any luck. Then his first up run from that little freshen, he finished well down the track, but was that a conditioning run for this race?
Yeah, two things, Pete. Obviously, or not obviously, but when you watch the replay, you'll see that he got, again, in a bit of bother on the turn, got held up, got a bit of a squeeze, and it wasn't Justin Coutu, and, you know, the two factors, that and also that he was starting to tire a little bit, so, you know, so he found interference and, yeah, knocked up, but yeah, he should be a much better horse from that run, and his work suggests that he's gone forward, so, yeah, he should hit the line a lot stronger on Sunday.
All right, well, out of the ones we mentioned, who would you say would be your best winning chance?
I'd say Turf Predator, if he got across quite softly and was able to take the sit. You know, his work's shown that he's gone on, and I'd say if he got across and got the sit, Turf Predator would be hardest to beat.
Gary, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Peter.